Rabbi, if someone borrows a nesiyah, nikuv, a nesiyah, one ride on the bus, on the train, from a friend, from a train, you can't really, because they don't let you punch twice.
Right.
Stupid, can't. But anyways, yeah, I know, it's heck, because it goes like, what, I have to buy a kisiyah for all my kids, each one has to have one.
What happens if you go on a bus and you two, and then you go to a train?
It's surprising that, that businesses have figured out how to make money.
What about Hamcheck?
Huh?
Hamcheck.
Other Hamcheck.
I'm mispronouncing it. It's where you're getting a transfer.
Hamcheck.
Right.
But because it's cheaper,
right.
They get the
other thing. Let's see. One second.
My daughter said Hamayim, where you're paying for two, using a rough cut.
Yeah. So, listen. So anyways. So if someone takes he borrows from a friend, can a nikuv, one ride in the kartisiyah in his kartis, and then he has to return.
Right, he wants to repay that.
So if it's normal that he pays back with next time they go together, he pays also nikuv, also okay. And if not, if he wants to pay money, he has to pay amount of how much it costs to go on a bus for once. And not how much it costs him to pay for once.
Right, so he's paying them more value
than that. Yeah. He'll pay $690.
$690 versus $5, whatever
right,
it is.
$550.
So you are paying, but it's not considered a rebus then, right?
It's not considered a rebus.
You're allowed to sell your $550 for $690?
That's a different issue. We're talking about loans.
Now. Loans. Someone took a loan from a friend on the bus. So I don't know anything else. I know what it says. Yeah, but and if the price went up, you pay what you took.
Right.
Right? The price went up from 690 to 710, pay 690. You're not allowed to pay
there.
Zad Hashem now. Okay, there's a thing called Heter Iska. What is Heter Iska? Amarve kesef lechavero munyan lekabel revach al kaspo bedrech muteret. If someone lends money to his friend, and he wants to make profit off of that lending, and he doesn't want to be over on Isra Tera Bribis, he wants to do it in a permissible way, so there's a way to do it. Orech beino ben alove shtar iska. He makes between him and his friend something which is called a shtar iska, a business deal, which it means like this. It means that machatzit haschum ha'alvaa kepikadon. And the Gemara says this. Machatzit. So let's say he takes 1,000 shekels from his friend. His friend's lending you 1,000 shekels. So he writes on the shtar, I'm lending you 500 shekels, and I'm giving you 500 shekels as a pikadon, as a pikadon,
a deposit
that you want to a deposit that you're going to make money with. Alright? And then you let him make money off of the deposit. Keep your hold, the money will be coming off the deposit and out of the loan.
But what about the charge of interest? That's also the same thing.
Let's You're say. Charging him interest for picadon, for guarding the money.
Right, so
that's okay, not for a loan.
But then is he only paying interest off that 500?
Exactly.
So then you could inflate it to where it would be equal to the 1,000?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course. But you write that the money that you have to pay is for the 500. Let's say you want to make 10 shekels a day, a shekel for each 100 shekels, okay?
Like 3%, let's say, because you just make it 6% then.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You can say
for the picadon. For the 500, right. Okay? Yeah, you have to understand what you're signing on, okay? You can't use the term loan for those 500. You can't use ribit, stam ribit. You can use other terms. You have other words, other terms. You have to, if you use
service charge.
Okay, service charge, but not for the loan.
If you have one, let's say, and maybe the document is invalid, what do you do?
Why is it invalid?
Maybe you didn't fill it out properly. Like maybe
even by heart, it's good. So whatever you wrote is okay, as long as they both understand what's going on.
Okay. Let's say in terms of like, are you over on an Isra Bribis or not? If you had another thing wrong.
No. Now, some say that this permission to do this, this heter, is only if a person is planning on investing with the money. Not stand that he needs a loan for his household. He doesn't have food, so he's taking a loan from the bank, and now he's paying interest on the loan to the bank. What kind of business is he doing with the money? He's buying food as a business? Some say only that he's buying a house, so fine. He's buying. He's making a business here. Right. It could be his house.
Right.
That's right. He's taking a loan to buy a car. Because he works with the car. Okay, fine. I understand. But if you're taking a loan because you don't have money and you're starving, it could be a problem. It could be a tzribi to oraita. Okay? But there are those which are lenient. Therefore, if someone has a situation, you don't have to rely on it. But it's not the best thing to do. So to be in a minus in the bank because you don't have money to what to eat or what to pay your bills, it's a problem. It could be a lucky problem. If you have no choice, there are those who you can rely on because there is a heter iska, but it's not 100%, not black.
So you're saying if somebody gives somebody a loan and the person who's supposed to return the loan doesn't have any more money, can he take it? Can the person give him the loan say it's tzedakah at this point?
Yeah, of course he could say, but it doesn't do what we said now. Let me do what we're saying now. We're talking about if someone wants to make a loan, take a loan, give a loan to someone, he wants to charge interest on it. How does he do that halakhically? You left the room, so I'll tell you.
Sorry.
He writes in the document that half of the amount that he's giving is a loan, and the other half is just a, what do you call it?
Deposit.
A deposit. Right? And you're allowed to do business with that deposit. You're allowed to do, and I'm taking interest on that, on the deposit. Okay? Yeah. So like we said, also from the bank, some say to go overdraft, some kilos, a lot of places say it could be ribas d'oraita. Unless the person, let's say, has in the bank, in the same bank,
savings.
He has savings. So then he has business with the bank. He puts money over there for the bank, from himself, his own money. The bank is making money off of him. He's making money. So he has a desk over here.
And in banks and stuff, like when you go to get a loan, you're not signing a heter iskira.
What?
The bank has one already, let's say, established for all of
you. You don't have to sign. When you sign to be part of the bank, or you sign on a loan that you took, you're signing also on the heter iskira. But the heter iskira has to be that you'll be able to go and I want to see the heter iskira, show me what you wrote. If you don't see it, there's a problem. Okay, so now heter iska also means, by the way, that if you lose all the money, so the bank can't come and charge you for the money. The bank knows it, by the way. Mm-hmm. For some reason, something went wrong and all the money went in the iska that you did.
You went bankrupt.
Right? So it says in the heter iska, if there's a loan from the bank, it says in the heter iska that the bank can't come and take the money from you. Now, don't worry, they have other covers.
Right. They'll find a way.
The collateral. Yeah. Loan sharks.
So, now we talk about hashala v'askara. Someone borrowing items or renting items. Mitzvah l'ashil chefetz kli v'avdira v'chev nitzvachim ha. It's a mitzvah to lend out an item, a vessel or something, a cup, whatever he's using, a fork, a knife. Right, he can't be yeshiva, his friend wants to eat now a madan, a yogurt, and he doesn't have a kapit, and you have a spoon. It's a mitzvah to lend it to eat. It's a mitzvah to lend out your car, it's a mitzvah to lend out your apartment if one needs it. It's part of the mitzvah, ve'avta l'recha kamacha. Okay, part of that mitzvah. Now, if you lend out your car to someone, your house, something, whatever, and there was damage happened to it, regardless of why it happened, can even if it was the oynes gamur, right, wasn't the fault at all of the person who took it, still he has to pay it. It's din shoyel. Everyone knows in the Gemara, there's four different shoyelim.
Right, so he's a shoyel.
The shoyel is chayav in everything, even in oynes. Right. There's only one place where the shoyel is patur.
What about gas?
Gas? You not? You don't lend out gas.
In the car, you have to pay it?
He has to pay it. What do you mean? He's lending the car, not the gas.
No, but I think his question might be like, if he fills up the tank, let's say, for you. Oh, you lend me your car, I filled it up for you. Is it ribis then?
Ribis, betach ribis.
Yeah.
Loi vavoi.
What if he doesn't fill it up at all?
Huh?
You don't lend it to them again.
He's a gazlan, if you don't know.
What's the one
case
where Shoal is
patel
then?
One case is Shoal is patel. You want to say when the balabait is there with him.
Right.
If he's there, he came to pick up the cow and the cow dropped dead, right. You're patel. A second before, you would have been chayav. So, of course, if some were stolen or lost, obviously you have to pay. Even a renter has to pay. So, of course, if someone. Okay, so if you lend out something of yours to someone for a certain amount of time, you could have my apartment for a week, and then suddenly during that time you have to come home and you have to throw them out, you have nowhere to be. Okay, okay. So Lemaisa, you can't throw another apartment. He gave them the house for the week. I'm on them. I'm sure if they find a way to figure it out. But you're not supposed to take it before time is up. You lend it for that amount of time.
Same did almost as the money.
Right.
You say,
right.
You have a week to pay all it off. You can't go collect it, knock on the door the next day.
But if the person already used it for whatever he needed, right? Let's say you gave him a hammer and he built the sukkah. Then he could have it 3 days, but he did it on the first day. Then you're allowed to go and pick it up.
Obviously.
Is it, if you said, let's say, you could have it till you finish the use of it, like let's say, then there's no time for it, so you go back and
anytime
using it,
right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're giving back, give him whatever he wants. Yeah, you're now allowed to lend out what you borrowed without permission, even if it's a book, okay? Anything, even if you're giving it to a big tzaddik, Rav Shalom asks you for the pen that's in your pocket. And you lend it, you borrowed it from someone. You tell it to them, I can't. I borrowed it from someone.
Yeah, they're not going to ask you for anything ever again.
I'll
give it to them.
It's against Allah.
I'll buy him a new one, the guy.
That's called stealing.
No, I'll buy the other guy a new one.
That's called stealing.
With a little bit extra on it, like a nice Israeli.
Stealing and ribbons.
There's a few conditions which you are allowed to lend out. Okay? One, a few conditions you are allowed. Aleph, if you're accepting on yourself anything that will happen in the other guy's place, you can lend it out and buy out. So you can give it to Rav Shalom, okay? Two, if the use will be under my supervision. Right? I've borrowed a pen, and someone needs a pen, and I'm still standing here. Yeah, you can write with it.
That's what banks have them chained down.
What?
That's why the banks have them chained down.
Yedua shamashil gimel. A third condition, you know that the person lending out this thing, he doesn't mind that you lend it out. A pen. So, no, Garrett's fine. They give it to you, give it to him. Okay? But a car, a person does not lend anyone a car, so you can't just lend his car to anyone. Especially that you probably can't pay if something happens to it. Okay? One second. If you rented a car, you lended a car, and you brought it back with more gas than you took, it's not ribis. Interesting.
How do they translate gas in Hebrew there?
Delek.
Oh.
So, not deken, delek.
Oh.
Is it domain or mazalan? So it's not ribis if you put give it
more. What if you like made them there? Like, some just did it on their own. Like, how's that work?
It's not ribis.
Saying it's not ribis.
Yeah, so saying like, so just any situation, someone just gives you extra, like.
No.
No.
I don't know, because you went. I don't know why it's not.
Isn't it like.
I don't know why, it doesn't say why.
You tell the person they have to pay you more, but they just do it.
No, because you're saying like it's. I don't know, like regular usage of a car, and you expect someone to fill it up, so, like,
can't know the exact.
Right, you can't know the exact amount for sure, like what the guy paid a week ago. Go look up what
yeah,
he
but
paid
let's say
week. You can't know the exact amount. Of
yeah, but let's say you drove for 10
right.
minutes.
Right.
I need the car, and then he, I go, you know what, I'll do a favor, I'll fill it up.
And his car was on a quarter of a tank, and now he filled it up.
Yeah. I don't know, it could be easily be said.
What if he brings back the car with more mileage? Is that also ribbit?
Is it more mileage?
No, that's normal. It's more wear and tear.
Ribbit is the other way.
Oh, so more mileage would be worse.
Okay. Top. I don't know why. One second.
Why?
Yeah.
They're good
ones.
When you take the Kush sticks,
he says here that you did not. He lent you the car, and he says from a missing from a ploy. He did not. You did not lend him the gas. You lend him just the car. But it's good if you see that it's too much. Offer him. Listen, you put too much gas. I want to pay you.
Yeah,
I
never
have
that
car.
So
like
saying like the gas is counted as his. The other guy bought the gas for himself.
Okay. And he left it in the car.
How many times I've lent the car and I have zero gas? I have the light. They leave me with the Delic light. That's what they leave me.
What the guy?
The little light.
What the guy just like gets the car dirty? Like he drives through the desert or something, and he comes back the car like
that's
dirty.
Not
really.
We're talking about
really. Kalai you should clean it. Before he gives it to you, or
does
it
yeah.
really matter so much? Doesn't affect the car.
You know what? I'll tell you more than that.
Ribbis is the dirt on the.
Someone once took, came into my house, used my house for Shabbos, and I come back afterwards. And the dude is on.
Which house are you talking about?
A dude, every hour costs a lot of money.
Right. Yeah, that's like an actual thing.
The boiler.
Like with the car, it's just like, the car is dirty, but it still works.
Yeah, but it could be, you can't go to work like this. You're Adam Chashuv, you're going to go work like this.
What did you do?
You clean it. What did I do with the dude?
Yeah.
Nothing. I forgive, but I was very upset that people did such a thing. I remember I had a friend. I had a friend who it was a bachur. He lived near the mirror. They had a sign on the door in the dira, "Dude, don't forget to do it." Remind us.
Well, you could burn it now too, right? Can it burn?
No, today not
it can
our.
Burst, it can burn.
Today there's a what's it called?
It can burst.
No, today no. In the new ones, not anymore. There's a thermostat. Maybe if you work it out extreme and it's old or something, you say
right,
yeah.
It's all
you just have like an American
right, if you buy a Mondial or what's the other one? There's two or three companies in Israel that are very, very good. Amash, very good. And they don't burst so easily.
Is it very expensive to leave the dude on?
You buy a cheap one for 1,000 shekels.
It is.
What?
It is.
Very expensive?
Yeah. Yes. Depends how big the dude is, but yeah. It's very expensive. You turn it on. In the winter, in the very, very cold days, you need about 40 minutes for one shower, not a long one. And in days like today, even half an hour is enough for a nice shower. And in the summer, even 10 minutes is enough. If you have a Dut Shemesh. I don't have a Dut Shemesh, I have a Chashmal. My own apartment, I put a Dut Shemesh. An apartment I don't own, I didn't put it. I probably should have put a Dut Shemesh. I've been living here for 7 years, almost 8 years.
You know what we were talking about before about if you have the first right of refusal for a house or an apartment that's connected in the wall.
Yeah.
It's actually in Rehavia that happened to a friend of mine, and he's stuck. He doesn't know what to do because the people that bought it. They wanted to sell it. The people that sold it to somebody else, but he lives right next door, and he wants to purchase it. So he's worried that they're going to slander his name and stuff like that. But it's just by law, right? You can do it by law, right?
By Jewish law,
not by Israeli law.
I don't think so. If Hollywood did something like that, but I don't think so.
Check with an attorney.
Yeah, I have no idea.
So what did he suggest? You should do it. He has enough. You think they'll hold by it or no?
What?
They'll have to take the Bethian, right, or something?
If it's religious people?
Yeah.
Yes, you can take them to Bethian, yeah. So, if someone... he lent out his apartment to guests. And people came in, not the guests, other people, at that time, when it was lended out. Lent out to the guest. Someone broke in and stole from the apartment. if the guest didn't lock properly and that's why people came in, of course the shoyel, the person who borrowed the apartment, he has to pay for everything. And if it was stolen, it was locked properly and everything, and money was stolen, whatever, money or silverware, stuff like that, which not for the use of people, of the guests, they're not chayav to pay. But if they stole other things, which the people used, for example, towels and beds and the table and chairs that people use, the people who borrow, they use that, then they're responsible to pay. Why? Because that's what they borrowed, basically. They borrowed the usage of the house with the stuff that they're supposed to use. But money and silverware in the house, they don't need to use. I would assume maybe if they use the life chairs, for example, that will be chayav for pay. If there's any debts and they did not pay it, you have all the rights to go to the people who if there's someone invited them in, a neighbor asked the apartment for his family, whatever, he's responsible for paying. If his guest doesn't pay, he has to pay. Cool. Ad kan la'yom, I have to go pick up my son at a dentist appointment. By Shmuel.